Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. McLean, please?
Speaking.
James, my name is Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're
right.
Looking into your Scottish redress case.
Yep.
How are you, James?
I'm fine, thank you.
Fantastic. Have you got a couple of minutes to have a chat with me, James?
I'm at work now, but I can talk to you for a couple of minutes.
Okay. Just to let you know, James, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Uh-huh.
My job is not to go over what you've told us in the past. Obviously, we have statements from you.
Yep.
Is to find out how your time in care has affected you in your adult life. The reason why we need that, or, you know, if it's prevalent, or is so I can speak to your email, your GPs, any psychiatrists, any sort of, you know, rehabilitation places, just so I can get a full picture before I process it to Scottish Redress. My job is to get as much information for you, so I can give you the best chance of getting the most amount of money, Mr. McLean.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. So with that being said, James, because of your time in care, have you suffered any sort of alcohol abuse, substance abuse?
Never alcohol, or I've never used any drugs or anything like that.
Okay.
I have suffered from depression, though, when I think back.
Okay. Are you on any sort of medication?
Not now. This is a few years back I suffered.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It'll still be on your medical record.
Yeah, I was on, they gave me Prozac. I took my Prozac, that's a good few years ago, though. But I'm over it now, you know what I mean? I'm a lot older than that.
Okay, that's good that you're feeling a lot. You don't need the medication anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, how long was you on Prozac for, James, if you don't mind me asking?
About 2 or 3 years. Okay. I can't hear the exact dates. My doctor wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'll get all that. That's totally fine. What I'm going to do, James, is I'm going to access your medical records with your permission.
Yeah.
I won't tell them what it's for. Nobody needs to know that. From a law firm, I'll send them a letter requesting all of your information, and they'll send it back to me. And then, obviously, me and you can then have a chat.
I have no problem. The thing is with that as well, I don't really like telling people this, but a good few years ago, see, when I think back with the depression, things like that, I actually took an overdose and I nearly died with that a good few years ago as well.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
It's been the past now, mate. I'm absolutely fine now.
No, I get that. I commend your bravery and you know, being able to tell me.
That'll be on my medical records anyway, I probably would.
Yeah, was there a hospital visit involved in the overdose?
Yeah, I get rushed to hospital in an ambulance.
Okay.
My marriage was split up, and obviously things from my past affecting my temperament and that. So when people were like shouting in my face, I would get angry and blow up because of what had happened to me in the past that affected my temperament as well. You know, you feel that threat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Mm. You're programmed, aren't you, unfortunately, by what's happened to you in the past?
Well,
everything
course, yeah,
that's happened
I...
to you in the past is you know, will affect you, you know, until the day you die, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think about it. When I seen the thing that were you abusing care, blah, 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 and I spoke to my wife and she went, you sure you want to do this? Because this is going to bring it all back up again. I went, I'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah, no, I honestly commend your bravery, James. What hospital was you rushed to, buddy?
The Western Infirmary in Glasgow. It's not there anymore.
Okay, but they'll be in the...
But I'll be on my records. I can give you my address as well. When that happened, I can give you the address all of it as well.
Yeah, it's okay. I think for now, I think I'll be able to access it from your medical records, from your GP.
I think that must have been about, right, I'll tell you, I've witnessed things. My boy's 32, my boy's... It's about 26 years ago, something 27 years ago. It's a long time ago.
And can I take your current GP's name and address, please, James?
It's Dr. Rai, R-A-I.
R-A-I.
R-A-I. He's an Asian doctor.
Yeah, that's exactly the same as my doctor's name, funny enough.
Weird, huh? It's Clyde Bank Health Centre.
Clyde Bank.
It's a I can't even mind the address. I think it's John Brown's
okay.
Yard.
It's okay. Right. I get it. Yeah,
that's quite like health.
Yeah, I also need us a bit of direction. I'll find everything else for you.
Yep.
My job is to uncover absolutely everything.
Well, I'm going for depressant tablets for a long time. I can't even remember the last one. They gave me Seracort or something they were called.
Okay. Have you seen any sort of psychiatrist?
Oh, when I was younger. When I was younger, I caused my temper, because that's affected my temperament.
Was that from the NHS as well, was it?
It was through schools and things like that. I got into a lot of trouble at school when I was young. And obviously, I was in Edinburgh and at home. I got into a lot of bother at school because it's affected my mentality sort of thing. I used to blow up too easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you've been through. I'm surprised you're still standing, to be honest with you.
I'm absolutely fine. My wife's my great help. She's helped me through a lot of things.
That's amazing that you've got that support, isn't it?
Well, nothing happened. My mum died when I was a wee boy. That's why I ended up in care. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What I might do, James, if it's okay with you, once I have all of your information, I'm going to obviously present it to you. This is your journey. You can have copies of everything I have.
Yeah, that's all right.
Then what we're going to do, James, is we're going to compile your statement again.
Uh-huh.
We'll go through it from top to tail.
Yep.
Make sure that we've got absolutely everything in there before we do our final submission to Scottish Redress.
Yep.
You see, obviously, your wife is your rock.
Oh,
it may be, James, that we have a chat with your wife and she writes a
I didn't know her then, though. I didn't know
No. It doesn't. She doesn't need to have known you whilst you were in care. It's more about the impact care has had on you in your adult life.
Yep.
You know, you're quick to temper. How it's affected you, how she's seen you over the years.
That's what's in me in a corner, sitting, greeting, going, I can't take any more of this, I can't take any more of this.
You've got to go
through
that.
That's life, mate. I'm all right.
Do you know what, James? It's a fantastic attitude to have, but it's not, buddy. It shouldn't have happened. It's horrific that people have had to go through this at such a young age.
I think I was quite lucky, because when I've heard from the other stories, so I was sexually abused, threatened, physical and mental, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But sometimes mental abuse can be worse than physical abuse, as you probably know.
It's just as damaging, isn't it, I suppose.
It's when the boy phoned me, when the first guy phoned me for yourself, obviously, he'd asked me what children's home it was, and I felt when he went, oh, you know the first person to there.
Yeah, it's the Waverley House, is it?
Aye, Waverley House in Edinburgh, aye.
Yeah, okay. So, just to let you know, James, so obviously I'm going to gather all the information I can. I've told Scottish Redress, all we've done so far is give them notice that we are going to claim.
Yep.
We're going to gather as much information from you. We're going to get a supporting statement from your wife.
Uh-huh.
All your medical records, which shows that you suffered with depression, you've overdosed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything stems back from your time in care.
Yep.
The idea is obviously to give you the best fighting chance of getting the most amount of money. I know money won't solve your problems.
No, it doesn't bother me anymore. It doesn't bother me anymore, honestly.
Hopefully it goes a little way to, you know, getting some recognition of your, of the horrors that you've faced in your past. That's where we're going to go, James. That's my next steps. I just need to run back through how you got to this point, and how we charge and what other options are out there for you.
Uh-huh.
So just to let you know, James, that you could actually apply for Scottish Redress yourself.
Yep.
It is a redress scheme you could have done and still can do that if you so wish.
No, not at all. I'd rather you'd fight it for me. You'd know a lot more than I do.
Okay. So there's the other law firms out there that participate in a government legal fee scheme. The Scottish Redress pay them £2,000 to cover their legal fees. You don't actually pay them any money.
Uh-huh.
We don't participate in that scheme because we believe we're entering into a joint venture with you.
Yep.
Which is, we've got skin in the game. It's a genuine no win, no fee.
Uh-huh.
What that means is if you lose, or if we lose, you will never, ever owe us any money. You've already been through so much hardship in your life. We're not going to put any financial hardship onto you. The fees are capped at 20%, including VAT.
Yep, that's in there before.
Yeah, so you'll never pay more than 20%.
Yep.
So yeah, there's three options, James. You could do it yourself. You could go with
nah,
the law firm.
I won't use that.
Okay,
I won't use that.
And you totally understand all the fees and the
structure. Yep, yep, that's absolutely fine. And then I get the bonus, isn't it?
Perfect. Okay, well, what I'll do
you think I've got a good case?
Sorry, buddy?
Do you think I have a good case, like saying you're in case?
I can't say at the moment.
Yep.
Everything I've got here is very minimal. Give me 8 months. Let me get all your... It won't happen overnight, James. I do need to manage your expectations.
I know, okay, time, man. What's it, Tim?
So, these care settings in the the local authorities that they were setting generally take their heels in. So, I am we are going to have a fight on our hands. Your medical records shouldn't be as tough to get, but, again, the NHS don't move quick.
It takes how long it takes, mate.
Well,
I mean,
yeah. One thing I will tell you, James, is we will do absolutely everything to get you the best result we possibly can.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Our fate is now entwined with yours, and I'm going to walk you through this process from here on out till you get paid. So if you need anything, I'll send you out a letter with all our contact details, after our contact details, if you need to ring me overnight. And we'll go from there. James, is that okay?
That's absolutely fine. As I said to you, I'm over it now. I can talk about it and all that. The years of work, can you speak about it? Now I can speak about it. I'm all right, man.
No,
it's a long, long time ago, 50 years ago, you know what I mean?
No, I commend your bravery. I really do. You've been through a hell of a lot. I just wish we weren't having this conversation because of the circumstances.
That's what it is, you know what I mean? It's done and private.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much for your time. Buddy.
Not a problem. Thank you for your help. Right.
No,
my friend. Thanks very much.
Thanks, James.
Right, fine. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.